Well, what a weekend. I mean, what happened yesterday, Tigers? Come on! And not just for Clemson, across the college football world, if you're a fan, it was a crazy day and has left many of us shaking our heads. Now, I'll give a nod to all of you from the state of Georgia with the big upsets yesterday, but otherwise, man. And what a weekend after what a week. After months of debates and finger-pointing and name-calling, it's finally over. And as we've talked about for the last few months here at Advent, that there are faithful people on both sides of the political spectrum, which means that I expect that there are people in here today who are celebrating, who are relieved, that there are others who are terrified and devastated, and others who are indifferent or uncertain about what to think about the future. Maybe some in here who didn't even vote. And yet, if you've been on Facebook or watched anything on the news this week, you've heard the talks and seen that this might be the most divided our country has ever been. And multiple times this week, I've started to get anxious as I've seen all this division and hatred. And every time I do, I keep thinking back to last Sunday. Last Sunday was All Saints Sunday, and we gathered here to celebrate the saints, which we noted were not just those who had gone on to be part of the church triumphant, but saints are all of those who are set apart as followers of Christ. And that as saints, we are citizens of a different kingdom. A kingdom that is ruled by love and forgiveness, and that is ruled by the eternal King, Jesus Christ. A day like today, that is especially good news. As I look around the room this morning, I'm grateful. I'm grateful that even though I suspect that there are people who voted for all of the different candidates here, people who may not have voted at all, that all of those things are secondary to our identity in Christ. The fact that through the waters of baptism, we are made brothers and sisters in Christ, as people who've taken on the new last name, beloved child of God, the title of saint, that as people who are members of the faith family, that is primary. And today, as I look around this room, I'm grateful not only to be part of the bigger faith family, but I'm especially grateful to be part of the faith family here at Advent. Amen? Amen. And so we decided weeks ago that today was going to be a day of celebration about the ways that God has been at work in our lives and in the life of this congregation. And so that is what we are going to do today. Because it's almost the end of the church year. I know that you all follow a liturgical calendar rather than the yearly calendar. And so you're all aware that it's the second to last Sunday of the church year. And it's also almost the end of the calendar year. And New Year's usually present opportunities for reflection about what has happened. It provides opportunities to celebrate. And despite the chaos that has been going on in our country and our world this year, here at Advent, we have a lot of things to celebrate when we look back on the year. Take, for example, missions. This year, we sent out 4 international mission teams to Tanzania and Guatemala and Cuba. And I'm not going to show pictures of all of them, but it's my first time to have a reason to show you a picture of Tanzania since I've been back. So here it is. But we sent teams to 4 different trips this year around the world, being the hands and feet of Christ. We had 530 people come and serve at March Mission Madness. And Tuesday of this week, we closed on our 4th Gain Bridge home, a 4th home that will become a place for people as they move from homelessness back to home life and stability. Today, in just a few minutes, later on in the service, we are going to have our 33rd baptism for the year. You know, there's a lot of churches that don't even have baptisms over the course of the year. And that by the end of next Sunday, we will have welcomed 189 new members in our congregation this year. We have a lot of things to celebrate. And all of you have helped with this. You've helped all of the things we have to celebrate by inviting your friends, your neighbors, to coworkers, to worship, or to March Mission Madness, to Vacation Bible School, or to Egg Venture, where this year we had over 1,800 people on our campus. You've helped in the ways that you've so faithfully responded to the Beyond initiative that we laid out for you in January by pledging $4.8 million over 2 years to the ministry and missions and vision of this congregation, which is a 63% increase in giving. That's incredible. And as we've talked about the Beyond initiative, which we're still ongoing, although we have a lot of goals, there were two primary objectives. And the first in the Beyond initiative was a commitment to personal faith growth and discipleship. And we place specific emphasis on growing through financial generosity. But it's about our commitment to all of us as we continue to grow in our personal discipleship. And then our second big emphasis was a commitment to evangelism, to reaching people in our area who don't know the transforming power of the grace and love of Jesus Christ. And so this morning, we're going to celebrate the ways that we have already experienced God's faithfulness through the Beyond initiative. And we're actually going to do so by reading from Ephesians 3, which is where our theme verse for Beyond came from. So join me as we turn to Ephesians. This is why I kneel before the Father. Every ethnic group in heaven or on earth is recognized by Him. I ask that He will strengthen you and your inner selves from the riches of His glory through the Spirit. I ask that Christ will live in your hearts through faith. As a result of having strong roots in love, I ask that you'll have the power to grasp love's width and length, height and depth, together with all believers. I ask that you'll know the love of Christ that is beyond knowledge, so that you will be filled entirely with the fullness of God. Glory to God, who is able to do far beyond all that we could ask or imagine by His power at work within us. Glory to Him in the church and in Christ Jesus for all generations, forever and always. Amen. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. So as we work our way through the text, you might have noticed that the very first verse begins with the word this. And so an astute reader naturally asks the question, well, what is this? And so to answer that question, we'll need to return to earlier in our text, to verse 6 of chapter 3, where Paul says, "This is the plan, that the Gentiles would be co-heirs and part of the same body, and that they would share with the Jews in the promise of God in Christ Jesus through the Gospels." It's because of what Paul says in verse 6, because of this, that Paul has fallen on his knees in praise, that now all are welcome into the promise of God through Jesus Christ. He affirms this again in verse 15, which we read, where he says, every ethnic group in heaven or on earth is recognized by Him. All are included in the promise of God in Christ Jesus. No one is excluded. Every ethnic group, all are welcome. And Paul has fallen on his knees in praise, in celebration of this, in celebration that there is no more us and them, but that we all are one. Now that is something to celebrate. What we also take from that is that this indicates that this passage, which is a prayer, so this prayer isn't just for the Ephesians. It's a prayer for us, for everyone. Paul prays that all of us, for all of us, that God would strengthen us in our inner selves through the Spirit. God prays for all of us to have strong roots in love. He prays in verse 19 that we will know the love of Christ that is beyond knowledge, so that we will be filled entirely with the fullness of God. Now, although verse 20 was the theme of Beyond, glory to God who is able to do far beyond all that we could ask or imagine by His power at work within us, this whole passage, this prayer in Ephesians, is our hope and prayer for the initiative, for all that we're doing here at Advent. Because we talked about how there were two parts, about personal discipleship and about evangelism. And so if we look at the first part, Paul prays that we all would be strengthened in our inner selves, that we all would be strengthened as disciples. Now, through the Beyond Initiative, there was an emphasis on financial generosity because we believe that if you can trust God with your finances, you can trust God with anything. But we also know that growth doesn't just happen through our financial generosity. We know growth happens in groups. And we have a lot of incredible groups and community here at Advent. We know that growth happens through worship, and yet again, our worship attendance is increasing year after year, and we hope it's going to increase even more once we have more seats and parking to welcome more people here on Sunday mornings. We know that growth happens through our prayers, through scripture meditation, that growth happens through serving others, and here we are blessed with so many people who are eager to serve in mission, in our congregation, in all of the ways that we need it here. So we're strengthened as disciples as we grow in our inner selves through the Spirit. And the second major focus of Beyond that we see in this prayer is that in verse 19, as he says that you'll know the love of Christ and be filled with the fullness of God. We say here at Advent that our work won't be done until everyone who is in driving distance of our church has the opportunity to hear about and experience the transforming power of the love of God. That as long as there's someone within driving distance who doesn't know the power of God's love, then there is still work to be done. Because we know that lives are being transformed here at Advent. We know that this prayer is continually being answered as we see God at work in your lives, in our lives. But I don't just want you to take my word for it. This week, we sat down with a few different people from different Advent families. We got to sit and hear some of their stories about the way God's at work. And so let me introduce you to Trevor and Will and Justin and Casey.
I'm Trevor Watson. I'm 17. And I've been in Advent for about 5 years. In the last year, I feel that my faith has really expanded through leadership opportunities in the church and also at FCA at school. And really growing in groups has helped me expand my faith. Every Tuesday morning, I attend Provotions at Bojangles, which is led by leaders from our church. It's just a great time to hang out with your guys and, you know, get to know each other and pray for each other and really expand your knowledge of the text and the Bible and just what's going on in the world.
I'm Will Aiken, and I've been at Advent for 12 years. The best thing that's happened to me in the last year is really being part of a men's group. We meet once a week in the morning to have breakfast. It's just great to be a part of that.
Hi, I'm Justin McCrary, and this is my wife, Casey and Madeline. And we've been at Advent for 3 years now. Her brothers are currently at choir practice. I think one of the neat things that we don't really think about is both of our sons were baptized together and given a Bible. They've been through it multiple times. That's a neat thing that they have in addition to the things that we kind of already commit to through church. So that's been really neat. Kind of unexpected.
That they're brothers actually, and they're brothers in Christ, and that they enter, you know, God's family at the same time, and they get to read the Bible and just bringing faith into our everyday life, whether it's praying on the way to school or praying at the dinner table, you know, making sure that we focus on Christ in our everyday activities.
My family hasn't been going to Advent for that long, but in the few years that we've been here, it's become a huge part of our lives. We've made new friends, new groups, just more things to grow together with, and it's really made us a tighter family for sure. Being confirmed with my brothers was a huge thing. You know, it moved me to tears on that day, knowing that we were all taking a huge step in our faith together. It's just a huge symbol that we're going to go through this journey together as best friends for the rest of our lives. And having God, you know, knit that together is a huge thing.
Starting probably 5 or 6 years ago, we really took a hard look at what we were giving the church. Before that, we probably certainly weren't given the level we are now. And I'll tell you, it's like we haven't missed it. And I love to see all the things that it has allowed the church to do. And not just my dollars, but everybody else's dollars. Being able to impact things locally, internationally. But also now, as we look to embark and grow the church, and make more disciples of Christ.
I think that once you realize that everything that you have is given to us by God, it's rewarding to be able to give that back and see it be used for good. We don't only use our money that we tithe. It's not only for the church. The money is used in the community, both locally and abroad. And it's really fulfilling to see the things that God's given us be used for others to better the world and let others know Christ through our tithing.
I'm very excited about the new growth that's coming to Advent. With our new building growth, there are going to be challenges, and it's going to be different for everyone, but I'm excited to see how we're going to overcome those and really grow closer as a community and as a church. I'm really excited to see the results.
I'm really excited about the project we have going on right now. I look forward to seeing it coming out of the ground. I look forward to seeing the changes in the church and the number of people it's going to bring to us, and the things that it's going to do also for our children's ministry, having a more vibrant area for them to worship. I'm just really excited to see everything.
Thank you so much for your huge, huge contributions and sacrifices, because we get to see the results. Even people who aren't here with us now, we get to benefit with it and continue that. So it's also up to us to continue your awesome work, and we thank you very much.
It was awesome this week to sit down with Trevor and Will and Justin and Casey and hear their stories, which are far longer than what we could encompass in a 4-minute video, about how God has been at work in their lives, how they've experienced the fullness of God, how they've experienced God through the faith family here at Advent. Justin and Casey talked about the impact of their boys being baptized on the same day, about how they entered the faith family together. Trevor talked about the power of being confirmed with his two brothers, that they all made this commitment, this confession of faith together, bonding them not only as brothers by blood, but also in the body of Christ. And while there are differences between these three families, they've been here for different periods of time, they've come from different places, they also have a lot of things in common. They're all in small groups. They're all regularly here in worship. They're all serving in another way at the church, whether on youth council, children's ministry, the building committee, on the parking team. And they all give generously. But we know that they're not the only people who would fall in that category, and that there are lots of you in this room who could tell similar stories. Stories of life transformation, of family transformation that's happened because of the way it's God at work, because of the experiences you've had as part of the Advent faith family. And what I know is that the more you have these experiences, the more you experience and know the transforming power of Christ's love, the more you want that for other people. And that's why we talk so much about fishing. That's why we're expanding our campus to create more space for other people. That's why we mail out postcards about sermon series and Christmas Eve and Vacation Bible School, and we encourage you and to invite your friends. And that's why on a day like today, we can come here and celebrate regardless of what's going on across the world. That's why we're beyond excited. Because we know that transformation is happening, that it has happened, and we're so excited about what God is going to continue to do through us here at Advent. Things beyond what we could ask or imagine through God's power at work within us. Because it really is family here as part of the body of Christ, as brothers and sisters. Trevor and Will and Justin and Casey all talked about the ways they've experienced family and community here at Advent. And I know, I can tell even now from your faces, that many of you know that too. I know it's true for me. I mean, my blood family lives 9 hours away. But I know that I have family here at Advent. And the last 3.5 years, I've spent more holidays not with my blood family than with them. And you guys have invited me into your homes. You've invited me to celebrate with you because through the waters of baptism, we are all family. And yet we know that there are people all around us who don't know the power of God's love and grace, who don't know the power that comes as brothers and sisters through the water of baptism. And so today, as we celebrate, I hope that we also are energized for the work that still lies ahead as God continues to take us beyond. Amen.